and then we'll announce the MHSAA playoff pairings on Sports Radio 102.1 and WLWSports.com at 7.
It's one of our favorite episodes. We get to cover all of our local games. This game will be a big topic for us. Bad Axe, Cass City, Ubley. We got quite a few good games, just an 11-player to talk about. But remember, it's a 6 p.m. start, because at 7 p.m. we're going to cover where everybody gets placed in their district.
Tonight, an age-old rivalry between the Lakers and the Pirates. As you're listening to your home for high school football, the WLW Sports Network, we are 45 minutes away from kicking off week number 9, the final week of the regular season, right here on the WLW Sports Network.
Denny King here, the King of Cars at Moore Motors in Carroll. I'm excited to bring you unbelievable deals this month. I have zero due-it signing leases. Just bring a plate to transfer, no games, no gimmicks. All taxes and fees in the first month payment are made. Truly zero down and due. The deal I'm most excited about is the 2019 Jeep Cherokee Trailhawk 4x4. This is a trail-ready loaded Jeep starting at $348.26, zero due at signing. Come see me today, the King of Cars at Moore Motors in Carroll, or visit us on the web at themooreautogroup.com.
Hey, sweet phone you got there. Is that the new Android? Where did you pick that up?
I just picked it up at Thumb Cellular. I can't wait to show it off to all my friends back at college.
Whoa, hold on. Thumb Cellular? But you go to school outside of the Thumb. Aren't you afraid of the roaming?
Get with the times, man. That was like 10 years ago. Thumb Cellular has nationwide 4G coverage and no roaming charges throughout the entire United States.
Are you serious? No roaming charges anywhere in the U.S.? That's better than my provider, and they're a national carrier.
I think you should give Thumb Cellular another look. I love the super fast 4G LTE network, and they have a great selection of smartphones and tablets.
But you have an Android. I'm an Apple guy.
Don't worry. Thumb Cellular has the latest iPhones directly from Apple. Seriously, you need to check out Thumb Cellular, a Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, and Sandusky.
You love Thumb Cellular. Talk of the thumb.
Marry this customer once alone. Call Midland. Get the customer's information and schedule an appointment with my secretary.
Red tape, loan meetings, and formulas that just don't work for you. Discover a bank that helps you get what you want quickly. Hi, I'm Leanne, loan officer at Bayport State Bank. When you need a loan, come see one of our lenders. From ag and business loans to car loans and everything in between, we're there for you, start to finish. And because we are locally owned and operated right here in the Thumb, we have your answers promptly, making the process easy. That's our commitment to you, finding financing and products that fit our customers' needs.
And I'm Annie, Marketing Director. At Bayport State Bank, we offer checking and savings accounts that have no fees and no minimum balance requirements. And banking with Bayport State Bank is secure, convenient, and easy with our new mobile banking app. From transfers, payments, balancing your checkbook, or making a check deposit, it's as easy as a click of a button on your smartphone. It's banking your way, anytime, anywhere. For more information on what Bayport State Bank can do for you, visit any office in Bayport, Pigeon, and Bad Axe. Member FDIC and Equal Opportunity Lender.
Pigeon Telephone, Main Street Cafe and Bakery, and Hard Joe's Ben Franklin of Pigeon support our schools and our athletes. Pigeon Telephone is your local telephone company serving Pigeon and Sandpoint residents. Now is the time to switch your local phone service to Pigeon Telephone Company, Sandpoint residents. You can switch right now, keep your same phone number, and get a wider local calling area. Main Street Cafe and Bakery in Pigeon is everyone's favorite stop for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. They're open 7 days a week with lunch and dinner specials and great prices too. Stop in Tuesdays for Mexican Fiesta Night. Thursdays are Oriental Stir Fry Night. Fridays they have an all-you-can-eat seafood buffet. And Sunday is their famous breakfast buffet. Hard Joe's Ben Franklin in Pigeon is your local crafting, supplies, and project store. Projects like knitting, scrapbooking, crocheting, sewing, and crafting. With fabric, beads, crafts, scrapbook supplies, school supplies, art supplies, and so much more, you're sure to find everything you need. That's Pigeon Telephone, Main Street Cafe and Bakery, and Hard Joe's Ben Franklin, all of Pigeon.
Listen to the WLW Sports Network in more ways than ever before. Tune to Sports Radio 102.1, download the Cruise 102 app on your Apple or Android device, or listen live and worldwide at WLWSports.com. Clark Ramsey, Dave Hansen, Kayla O'Neill, Rochelle Thompson, and Dan Benke with their call tonight from Harbor Beach. In week number 9 is the 7-1 Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers take on the 7-1 Harbor Beach Pirates. It's now our segment we like to call the Media Roundtable on WLW Sports, where we gather up as many football aficionados as possible and pit them against each other for bragging rights. Joining me today from the Huron Daily Tribune, the foresight of the football right, Paul P. Adams. You know, of all the things in prepping for this game, the dang rhyme takes the longest. All right, our in-game analyst for WLW Sports, Dave Hansen from the Huron Daily Tribune, Mr. In-Depth himself, Mike Gallagher, and our via text, our director of sports information of the WLW Sports Network, Doug Cole. Through the end of the season, we will keep score of the game's predictions, and when that time comes, we'll deem a Media Roundtable winner. It's a two-horse race with Paul P. Adams and Dave Hansen, each with 3 wins. But getting on the board with his first career Media Roundtable victory last week, congratulations to Mike Gallagher.
Thank you, Clark. It was a long time coming.
Long time indeed, but you're off the schneid, and now it's just 3 wins for Paul and Dave, 1 for Mike Gallagher, and 0 for Doug Cole.
That is probably the most shocking part is Doug hasn't got one yet. But nice win, and it's coming at the right time because with playoffs around the corner, this is your chance to make a move.
Hey, better you than Dave.
Okay, so how it works, each media representative picker will pick a winner and a final score for tonight's featured game on the WLW Sports Network. The winner is deemed by selecting the winning team and by having the most accurate point differential. If no one selects the correct winner, then I, Clark Ramsey, will graciously accept the victory for the week. Since Mike got the win last week, he will go last. Yeah, well, that's a new feeling for him there.
Absolutely.
Which means Doug Cole is up first, and he texted me last night with his prediction already. And he thinks Harbor Beach's momentum from last week is going to carry over with their big win against Sandusky. He thinks Lakers is a very good team, and with the games that we have covered, seen them, Doug Cole thinks it's going to be a low-scoring game with Harbor Beach over Lakers 22-8, a 14-point victory for the Pirates, according to Doug Cole. That means in the 2 spot, Paul P. Adams.
Well, a spot that I am not used to being in since I once held a 2-game lead in this thing, and now I have tumbled back to a tie. But, I'll take it. I remember a couple weeks ago when I was here, I nailed it right on the head, and I thought I actually had a good pick. But Doug got my point differential, so I'm not gonna make that mistake again this week. So with that said, what you guys have already said, one of the greatest rivalries we have in the Thumb, a heated rivalry, maybe not one more heated between the fan bases than this one. The last 2 times these teams have met, Harbor Beach has absolutely throttled the Lakers. I don't think that's gonna happen tonight. Lakers is a good team, but I don't think any team in the Greater Thumb Conference right now is playing better football than Harbor Beach. So I'm going to take the Pirates 35-20.
A 15-point victory.
I $1 Doug.
You're $1 Doug there. So, and you're saying Harbor Beach is going to hit 5 extra points in the night.
Somehow, some way, 35-20.
Okay, 35-20. Paul P. Adams saying Harbor Beach by 15 points. Now we have Dave Hansen.
You know, last week I went on a hunch and was different than anybody else and went with Sandusky. And I thought about it all week and I said, man, you know, this could be a game that Lakers surprises everybody because they've really only played one bad game. And it's probably only, if you total it up, they've only played a couple halves bad. I don't know if they've truly played a whole game bad. This Lakers team is big. They are strong. They are physical. The one thing they lack is a little speed. I like Preston Warren, and I've seen a little Minetti with some speed, but I just don't know if Sears is an equal counterpart to the quarterback from Harbor Beach and their speed that Puff, the 2 Devons, provide. So I do see a quality football game, a game that might be tied at halftime. I see Harbor Beach pulling away in the second half. I see 28-16 Harbor Beach wins.
28-16, a 12-point victory, according to Dave Hansen, for the Harbor Beach Pirates, which leaves, last but certainly not least, Mike Gallagher.
Well, Dave, I agree with a lot of your points. I feel like Lakers is getting a little bit disrespected after that Cass City loss. Everybody kind of wrote them off. But they're a team that's playing well. Obviously, they haven't had the tests like Harbor Beach has with Sandusky and USA. But I really think Lakers is gonna come out here tonight with something to prove. And maybe it's just because I want to go against the grain, but give me Lakers 28, Harbor Beach 20.
28-20, a victory for the Lakers. So we have Mike Gallagher with an 8-point victory for the Lakers. Dave Hansen with a low in favor of Harbor Beach, 28-16, a 12-point victory for Dave Hansen. Doug Cole in the middle with 14 points, 22-8, and Paul P. Adams with the over. Harbor Beach 35-20, 15-point victory. So three for Harbor Beach, one for Lakers. We'll see. Mike Gallagher, the most liked man in